So with that said, we're going to just keep the train on the tracks here. We'll move down to number 15 under the proposal. Public Waters, Indian Springs. Jackie, are you handling that one? Hey, somebody's trying to cut you off. Yeah, there's Mike Sherman. Yes, sir. Yeah, where are you going?
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Secretary Roebling. Jackie Armour. Good afternoon. Jackie Armour, Regional Wildlife Supervisor up here in the Northeast. Welcome up here. We always like to provide great weather for you guys. Gotta remind you, it's still April. In front of you should be the proposal for public waters for Indian Springs. There is no changes from originally proposed, but basically this is a compromise after working with local landowners out there on Indian Springs at Antelope Lake in Clark County. We basically changed, modified the date and the area in which there's two rules. You can see there 4104.02.12 and 4107.02.01 that pertain to this. And so it would add basically 10 more days of recreational opportunities out on these waters, but also include another area of Antelope Lake to the current rules in place. And again, this was working with our local officer, working with the landowners out in this area to keep this area open rather than closing it down year round.
Anybody have any questions for Jackie on this one? That just shows the importance of that communication with the local landowners. Relationships that our COs have with them are very important to have talk with those folks to keep them back going.
Yep. Thank you.
Hey, Jeff. Welcome. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. The next proposal on your agenda would be the duck hunting season. We have no recommended changes on your current proposal. This will be finalized at your May Commission meeting. Just over the proposed changes that you have. Proposed changes number one and two relate to mergansers and their inclusion into the daily and possession limit. Again, back in 2021, the service approved eliminating this additional bag limit and thus allowing mergansers to be included in the duck hunting bag and possession limit. Just away from their standpoint and in a priority of our department trying to reduce complexity and regulations. Not a great deal of merganser harvest occurs within the state. We feel it's the right thing to do from a complexity standpoint when it comes to recruiting and retaining waterfowl hunters. And then the proposed change number three there is to remove an administrative rule that allows for some flexibility or administrative procedures in allowing some of the leftover non-resident licenses to be transferred from one unit to another. Again, as I indicated last month, that has not been used for many years. Just not a desire or demand from our hunters, and it does provide some complexity within our licensing system and not working with Go Outdoors. So it's just something that we feel is not needed anymore. And again, would ask you just to continue with this current proposal for public comment. So we'll recommend the changes on our part.
Anybody have any questions on that?
Yeah, the next proposal, Mr. Chair, would be for the early fall Canada goose hunting season. If you remember, last month we brought forward a recommendation and the body moved forward with a proposal to remove the restriction that is currently on place for non-residents to hunt in that portion of southeastern South Dakota that includes about 12 counties there. If you turn to the next page, you can kind of see the table there through the years from 2016 to 2020, the number of resident hunters that participate within that early fall Canada goose season from our hunter harvest survey. and then the number of non-resident hunters that are currently coming to the state. We feel it's an unnecessary restriction, in particular when it comes to times when we are trying to be as liberal as we can with the hunting tools available to us to use hunters to manage Canada goose numbers at a population level that is within social tolerance and follows the guidelines of our resident Canada goose management plan. We as a department don't feel this is going to take away little, if any, hunting opportunities to residents within that current restricted area. There may be some others out there that might feel otherwise, but from a harvest standpoint, taking advantage of hunters to help us manage bees and to provide waterfowl opportunities to the widest spectrum we can, we feel it's a restriction that has maybe run its course and maybe not needed now. So, Mr. Chair, we have no changes to that one as well.
Do you have any questions for Chad?
Number 18. The proposal for license forms and fees, this stems back to a little oversight on our part maybe a year or two ago when we worked with you on the three splash duck bag limit. And with some of the complexity of the state migratory bird certification associated with some of the non-resident licenses, right now some of those are tied together. We need to separate those so hunters can choose which bag limit option they would want, whether it's a traditional bag limit or the three-day. This would just simplify it a lot for our users that are applying for those licenses and for our licensing office staff. Again, down there in the rule changes, the draft changes, you can see the fee adjustments that we'd be removing that $5 inclusion of that certification with those licenses, and they would, again, purchase that separately when they choose their daily bag limit. From a fiscal impact statement, there would be no revenue loss or gain to the department by this. We're just separating these two license requirements. No recommended changes for you on that one.
Very good. Any other questions for the chat on that one?
Okay. Mr. Chair, on the next one is the application for license, and this pertains to the access permits that we have currently required for a lot of our deer hunters across various user groups for them to be in compliance to hunt on the current limited access areas where we are trying to reduce hunter densities and provide a more quality deer hunting experience. I don't know how much you want me to go over this again, but I think you've read the supportive information. I think a lot of the data and the tables accompanying this action sheet reflect quite well our desire and your proposal here to remove those unlimited access permits for archery muzzleloader and the mentor youth and apprentice deer licenses to hunt on these public lands. With the caveat there, the proposed change number two, in visiting with staff and their discussions, they would like to implement a limited number of access permits for archery deer hunters on West River Deer Unit 27L, which is comprised of our Hill Ranch GPA. And some U.S. Forest Service property. So you can see limiting those to 20 resident and 5 non-resident access permits. So, no recommended changes for that one.
Questions?
That's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Tom, if you didn't come up in.